Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Origins of Plunger Man. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I take two chapters to talk about how confident leaders need to add humility to their confidence and how humble leaders need to add confidence to their humility. For me, I created and became a character named Plunger Man to help me learn some humility. At a recent Q&A and book signing event, I was asked about the origins of Plunger Man. Take a listen to my explanation of how Plunger Man came to be, and then stay tuned to hear the epic adventure of Plunger Man himself.
Yeah, what happened to Plunger Man?
Plunger Man. Oh, yes. So, let me show you a. Here's Plunger Man. In the book, I have a couple of chapters talking about a leader balancing confidence with humility. And so, whether you want to call it confident humility or humble confidence, however you want to put that, but I think that it's a moving target. My experience has been, most people are wired more towards one pole or the other. They're naturally more confident. And you know what? That's good. That can sometimes, though, taken to an extreme, can run people over. And then some people are naturally wired to be a little bit more towards the humble side, and that's great as well. But sometimes that person, taken to an extreme, will have a hard time rallying the troops and getting people to follow them, because they'll say, oh, well, let me step back and let somebody else, you know, step in there. And so I talked about this balance and how confident people need to add humility and humble people need to add confidence. So Plunger Man is actually, I know it doesn't, the hair is a little different, but this is actually a character that I had to create for myself. I was working at a campground, and we would have, during children's camp weeks, we'd have upwards of 500 kids on the campground. And I noticed something really quickly about the younger kids. They really don't know how to use the bathroom. And I mean, just like the basic stuff, like, you know, flush. And so we had to have our housekeeping team. They were on roving patrols all day long. I'm not kidding you. When I say all day long, I mean from before the kids got up in the morning until after they went to bed. We had teams that were just constantly going to all of the restrooms on the grounds. And so one of the ways that I decided that I would serve them is that I'd go to bed and then I would sleep for a couple hours and I'd get up after everybody else went to bed and I'd put on some work clothes and I'd make the rounds to all the restrooms. And there were times that I would, you'd open a stall door and say, okay, well, there's not much here. I just can flush this one and move on to the next one. And there's sometimes that you open the stall door and go. And inside, I would say to myself, kind of like I mentioned earlier, you know, this isn't my job. This is not my job description. I'm the director of the whole facility. I'm not the custodian. And somebody else can do this, or I've done enough already. And so to kind of psych myself up, pump myself up to do this, I created this character, and I would go back out to my golf cart, and I'd grab my plunger and just say, this is a job for Plunger Man. And I'd have to go back in to do that job. So Donna and Mary Gardner are encouraging me to write a Plunger Man book on trying to help parents teach their kids proper bathroom etiquette. So we'll see. We'll see how that comes out.
Plunger Man. Not to be too graphic or gross, but younger kids struggle in using the bathroom facilities, especially when they are in a public restroom and mom or dad isn't around to coach them and they are in a hurry to get back to the fun activities with their friends. This was on full display for my team when we would host upwards of 500 children for a week of summer camp fun. My housekeeping staff didn't look forward to these weeks. We literally had to schedule teams to monitor and clean up dozens of restrooms all over the campground all day long. I'm not exaggerating here. It was truly an all-day operation.
I knew they really dreaded getting this assignment, and it wasn't necessarily something I relished either. But as one who by natural temperament is highly confident, I needed to make sure I beefed up my servant's attitude. I had to make a deliberate choice to serve the servants, to do the work that no one else wanted to do, to serve my staff by, if you'll pardon the pun, relieving them of at least a little of their distasteful work. So I created an alter ego superhero named Plunger Man. I'd go to bed at my usual time, and then I would get up in the middle of the night, slip on some work clothes, and begin making the rounds of all the restrooms. I wore rubber gloves nearly up to my elbows, and I had my golf cart loaded with boxes of toilet paper, a mop, cleaning supplies, and of course, my trusty plunger. I would visit each restroom and go stall to stall, often thinking, don't any of these kids know how to flush? Occasionally, I would open a stall door and feel my stomach churn as I saw what wasn't flushed, and in all likelihood, couldn't be flushed without assistance. Sometimes, I'd have an internal dialogue with myself like, this is just too gross, so I'm gonna leave it for someone else, or I could pretend I didn't see this one, or I've done enough tonight already, so what's it going to hurt if I leave just this one? It was at these moments I'd walk back to my golf cart, grab my trusty plunger, hold it high in the air, and literally say out loud, this is a job for Plunger Man! And then I would swoosh back into the restroom to attack the problem, all while trying not to gag. I wanted to serve the servants. I wanted to do what I could to show them how much I appreciated their needful but disgusting responsibilities. Sheep are messy, and cleaning up the messes will do more to cure a case of that's beneath me than anything else. Just like Jesus declared to his Father, I wish there was another way, but nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. If Jesus could do that for me, I can certainly clean up after some messy sheep. Hi, this is Craig Owens, and that was a clip from my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter. Listen, being a shepherd leader is not for the faint of heart. Now, I'm not suggesting that you take on the role of your organization's custodian, unless that's what God has called you to do. But what I am advocating is that if you lean towards being naturally confident, that you find ways to add humility. I spent 2 chapters of my book unpacking this tension between confidence and humility. I hope you'll pick up a copy of my book soon.